was an ugly time in terms of allegations and things that were being levelled. I can say without a doubt that any of the allegations that were levelled at me were wrong, inaccurate and unfounded, and I did not do any of the bits and pieces that were there. However, I did not do myself any favours either in terms of how I operated, how I coached, how I worked with the team. I really set myself up to be quite vulnerable in that space. I spoke to the parents about that, sat down, talked to them about that, and that was highlighted to me. I, you know, put it to the parents at that stage that, you know, if I needed to finish coaching or stop coaching, was more than happy to do that. They were more than happy to pull their kids out. To a T, they didn't. However, the whole situation, I suppose, was pretty much untenable from that spot. There were, I suppose, allegations going around, but there were also other complications around that environment, or not the climbing environment, but external to that, that the other kids were exposed to as well, which I wasn't aware of. And that sort of, I suppose, put me in a position where I was potentially targeted. You know, I spoke at length to the police about that, did all those bits and pieces, was more than happy to cooperate with any investigations or things that were going on. They moved their line of inquiries down another avenue and another path and didn't require anything further from me, from my input. The coaching, to a certain extent, became untenable within rock climbing, and also became untenable within, you know, just the total environment and things like that. And it wasn't something that I was going to put myself through, or the rest of the guys. So we pretty much finished and wound up there.
Yeah. The thing is, I remember things, and so do the other girls, though. So how do you account for that?
Yeah, well, as I said, I don't. It's like, you know, what can I say?
You could say sorry. I
don't see that I have anything to apologise. I mean, yeah, I was close to the other kids and the other guys, but definitely there was never anything untoward that I did or attempted to do.
But you did. I woke up when there were things happening that weren't okay.
I don't know what to say. I just don't have any recollection or of that sort of incident. Or
yeah. Well, I can't. I don't know what to say either. I just feel like that whole part of my life was a big lie.
No,
because I don't think you were in it for the right reasons.
Absolutely, I was. I was in it for you guys and to do it. There was no other reason for me to be involved in that aspect of it and to deliver those results and to work with you guys.
But then why when, like, I mean, I was at my peak and then you just, like, stopped talking to me, you know? You just dropped us and went, you know, to other younger girls every time. Like, it doesn't...
That couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, look, I was still developing my coaching and things at that stage, and I admit that, particularly in regards to yourself, there are things that I could have done better and should have done better in terms of the management and coaching, but that's a hindsight thing that I look back on now. But it was never, you know, in focus in terms of dropping people for other people. There was a perception that there was favoritism. And again, I probably set myself up, you know, at length for that as well. But it was never an intent to do that. I wanted everybody to achieve and succeed as
but
best as they could.
Like the other guys as well, like he was doing all sorts of dodgy stuff, like the whole scene, you know?
And if I hadn't heard of bits and pieces, I'd heard of stuff that was out there, but I wasn't keeping track of all that, somewhat naively, I suppose, and time over again, I would definitely, you know, run and handle things hugely differently in terms of how we did. But yeah, I just don't have any further answers.
The other girls, like, are you saying that, you know, and me, are you saying that you don't remember any of these things? Like, there's lots of them, you know, like talking to the other girls, there were lots of times when we would wake up or something and, you know, like.
I'm sorry, look, I don't know what to say. I mean, if it was, you know. I don't know what to say. I'm just floored, and I was floored back then as well, you know, in regards to it. I'm just flabbergasted that people would think that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say either.
I'm really sorry that, you know, you're feeling these things and these emotions, and it irks me. It really does. But yeah, I just don't have any, I just don't have any answers for you. I'm sorry.
You know, we really, really trusted you.
Absolutely, absolutely, and you guys were brilliant at what you did and continued to do.
All right, look, I gotta get off the phone because I'm getting a bit upset.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I don't know what else to say.
Do I? And look, I appreciate this is a hard call, and it was a hard call for you to make. But I'm just struggling to figure out what further you know can be done to help you out or to resolve.
Yeah. All right. I'll catch you another time. All right. Bye.